Arrival in Michigan. As they neared Battle Creek on Thursday, July 22, two men boarded the train at Kalamazoo to travel the last 30 miles with them. One was James Edson White, Ellen White's older son. The other, George Israel, was an officer of the Battle Creek Church who was in charge of the funeral arrangements. The church had sent him to meet the travelers and to inform them of the plans for Battle Creek. According to W.C. White, the funeral plans were very complete and satisfactory. WCW to Dear Friend, October 20, 1915. In Battle Creek, they were entertained at the Israel home, where every kindness was shown them. The plans in general for the Battle Creek funeral had been laid a few weeks after Ellen White's accident, for it was clear that at her age, this would be her last illness. It would have been natural that Elder A.G. Daniels, the president of the General Conference and a longtime friend of Ellen White, would take this service, but he was spending several months traveling in the Far East, and it was not expected that he would be returning to the United States until the fall. In the interests of proper preparedness, Elder S.N. Haskell was asked in April to preach the sermon in Battle Creek and to be ready to do so on short notice. But Elder Daniels had cut short his overseas trip, so he was back a few weeks before Ellen White's death. Under the circumstances, he was asked to present the life sketch at the funeral service. Announcement was made in the Michigan churches on Sabbath, July 17, that the funeral would be held in the Battle Creek Tabernacle at 11 a.m., on Sabbath, the 24th, and that there would be a viewing as Ellen White lay in state in the tabernacle from 8 to 10 Sabbath morning. A number of nearby churches canceled their Sabbath services so their members could attend the funeral.